Hey there! Injured Gadgets is back with its new blog title. Common cell phone repair problems, to do it yourself or not to do it yourself. What would be your first reaction when you see your cell phone stop working? It's natural, you will panic and would want to repair it by yourself. You will start Googling 10 different ways to fix your smartphone. It is completely practical to think of mobile phone repairs to save time and money, but there are certain phone damages and problems that DIYs can't solve. Some cell phone repairs without proper tools and training at homes turn out to be a disaster. This way, a simple and affordable fix turns into an expensive repair. This blog discusses some of the common smartphone problems that can be resolved at home and some fixes that you shouldn't be trying at home. Common repairs to do it yourself. 1. Liquid damage or wet phone. One of the common problems that phones encounter is liquid damage. Most people have heard of the rice trick. This trick works sometimes, but most of the time, it doesn't. Another trick is a hairdryer. You can gently apply heat under 166 degrees Fahrenheit using a hairdryer on the phone. The next popular method to dry a phone is salt, which helps in drawing out moisture. Though salt is better than rice, we will not recommend it as it may lead to corrosion. The best DIY method from the above is to apply controlled heat to the phone. Please note, do not turn your phone or plug it in while it is wet. Before you switch it on, make sure it is completely dry. 2. Phone running too slow. In today's time, phones are an inseparable part of our lives. With aggressive usage of phones, they tend to get slow. If your phone is lagging, try to clear the RAM and delete the just resting apps on your phone. Delete the files, photos, messages, and video which you don't need. If you are an iPhone user, you can move the files to cloud storage to clear up the phone. After you are done with the process, restart your phone, and you will notice that the phone has started to function smoothly. 3. Signal problem. Whenever we face a problem with signals, we always blame the service provider for the same, but the problem could be with the device itself. Generally, dust accumulates around the signal receivers, which causes problems with catching the signal. The other possible reason is the overloading of the apps. Merely cleaning the accumulated dust with a soft plain cloth can solve the problem. Additionally, offloading apps from the device can increase the signal efficiency and overall speed of the mobile. Further, let's discuss common repairs you shouldn't try at home. 1. Cracked screen. It is one of the most common problems that phones encounter. Using a phone with a cracked screen may damage the cell phone further. Even if it is a small displacement of the chip, it should be replaced. You can buy a repair kit by yourself, but replacing the screen requires specialized tools that an average person doesn't have in their garage. If a screen replacement is done without proper tools and expertise, you may end up damaging the internal parts of your cell phone. There are several cases where customers bring their phone after they attempt cell phone screen repair by themselves but end up damaging so brutally that they have to replace the screen and other parts. So, it is recommended not to replace your cracked screen without proper tools and experience. 2. Overheating. If your phone is encountering a heating problem, it may be due to software and hardware problems. Try to turn off the app you are using for a long time, which is also draining your phone battery. Then switch off the phone after removing it from the protective case. After you feel that your phone is cooled down, try turning it on and check it if it still overheats. If it does, then go to a cell phone repair shop for a professional solution. Please don't risk your phone by repairing it by yourself. 3. Dead phone. Unlike simple handsets, it is not easy to replace the battery of smartphones. It simply means people rush to change their smartphones when they could get their batteries replaced. Many video tutorials online teach how to replace the battery of iPhones, but not all are true or effective. For replacing batteries, you need to have specific tools to open your phone. If you try to open your phone without specialized tools like screwdrivers, tweezers, or suction cups, you may end up damaging your phone. It is better if professionals work on battery replacement for error-free results. 4. Broken back glass. If you have iPhone 8 Plus or above models, you know these models have glass back bodies. These glasses add a sleek look to the phones, but it also makes them vulnerable to cracks. If you have a cracked back glass, it needs to be replaced as soon as possible to avoid self and phone injury. This repair is not advisable at home. Even if you try to do it, you may end up severely damaging your phone. Wrap up. One should not indulge in DIY cell phone repair because if you damage it by yourself, there will be no warranty. Bringing your phone to a professional cell phone repair shop is a much safer and smart option. If you want to own a cell phone repair business, procure reliable and authentic cell phone parts from leading wholesale cell phone repair parts. Injured Gadgets offers the widest range of Apple, Samsung, Motorola, and LG parts, tools, and accessories at the best market prices. Thank you and stay tuned for upcoming blogs.